Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Stoic Mind Gym. You know that feeling when your phone buzzes and you just have to check it, even though you're in the middle of something important? Yeah, me too. That's technology playing its little mind games on us. It's designed to be addictive, but guess what? We can take back control. Today, we're diving into a topic that's super relevant in our hyper-connected world. Managing our tech use for better mental well-being. Because let's face it, scrolling through social media all day isn't exactly building inner peace, right? Think of this podcast as your daily workout for your digital detox muscles. So, here are 5 key takeaways to help you conquer the tech beast and reclaim your mental space. Number 1. Awareness is key. Before you can manage something, you gotta know how much you're using it. Track your screen time honestly. It might shock you. Think about when you reach for your phone out of habit versus when you actually need it. That awareness is the first step to breaking free from autopilot. Number 2. Set boundaries, baby. Think of them as digital walls protecting your peace. Schedule tech-free zones in your day, maybe during meals, an hour before bed, or even just a 30-minute walk outside. You'd be surprised how much better you feel when you disconnect intentionally. Number 3. Curate your feed, people. You know those accounts that leave you feeling drained or insecure? And follow them. Surround yourself with content that inspires, educates, or simply makes you smile. Your mental health is worth it. Remember, social media isn't real life. Don't get caught comparing yourself to carefully curated online personas. It's like judging a book by its cover. You never know what's going on behind the scenes. Number 4. Find offline alternatives. We discover the joy of reading, taking a walk in nature, having face-to-face conversations, or picking up that old hobby you abandoned. There's a whole world out there beyond your screen, waiting to be explored. And finally, number 5. Practice mindfulness. When you do use technology, be present. Pay attention to how it makes you feel. Are you getting sucked into a black hole of endless scrolling? Or are you using it effectively for learning or connecting with loved ones? If you notice yourself getting restless or agitated, step away and take a few deep breaths. Remember, technology should serve us, not the other way around. Ever felt like your mind is constantly buzzing, even when you're trying to relax? You know the feeling checking your phone every 5 minutes, scrolling through endless news feeds, and just feeling overwhelmed by the constant influx of information. That's what happens when we let technology hijack our mental space. Let me give you an example. Picture this. Sarah is sitting down for dinner with her family, but she can't seem to put her phone down. She keeps checking social media, reading emails, and responding to messages, even though her loved ones are right there in front of her. By the time she finishes dinner, she hasn't truly engaged with her family at all. She's exhausted, feeling disconnected, and probably a little guilty. That's the kind of trap technology can lead us into if we're not careful. But guess what? We have the power to break free from that cycle. By implementing those 5 key takeaways: awareness, boundaries, curating our feeds, finding offline alternatives, and practicing mindfulness, we can reclaim our mental space and use technology in a way that truly serves us. Remember, it's not about being anti-technology. It's about finding balance and using it consciously to enhance our lives, not control them. So, go out there and put those strategies into action. Track your screen time, set some boundaries, unfollow those negativity-inducing accounts, reconnect with the offline world, and practice mindfulness every time you reach for your phone. You'll be amazed at how much better you feel when you take control of your digital life. And remember, you don't have to do this alone. Share your experiences, connect with others who are on the same journey, and let's build a more mindful and balanced world together. Until next time, keep training that Stoic Mind Gym.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.